The Center on Education Policy says 33% of schools aren't making adequate yearly progress, or AYP, in student achievement, one of the key provisions of No Child Left Behind. To make AYP, a school has to test at least 95% of its students, meet specific graduation or attendance rates, and raise the percentage of students proficient in math and reading tests, which include subgroups based on race, income, and disabilities. On a state level, the center's report shows 7% of Wisconsin schools are failing to make adequate yearly progress, the second lowest rate after Texas. But Jennifer Thayer of the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction isn't celebrating.
It really isn't comparable across states, and therefore it would be very difficult to make any conclusions.
Thayer says each state has its own standards and tests for determining adequate yearly progress, and some states, like Texas, have qualified for AYP if they cut the number of less than proficient students by 10% in a given year. Thayer says this makes it hard to truly gauge how well one state's schools stack up against another's. But she says more than 30 states, including Wisconsin, are developing a national assessment that'll provide a more accurate, uniform comparison.
So a lot of that conversation is going to happen in the next 2 to 3 years about what do we want that bar to be? How high is it? What's the accountability system look like?
Thayer says what's called the Common Core Standards will be rolled out in 2014. She also expects Wisconsin to be part of the pilot testing. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.